Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Some freezing rain and rain showers likely early on today, then cloudy with a high nearing 40. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 27. Staying sunny on Friday with a high of 42 and a slight chance for some snow throughout Friday night with a low around 28. Mostly sunny and 45 on Saturday and 22 throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
It is slick outside across our listening area. Be advised, especially those bridges and overpasses. Going to be some wet spots with temperatures right at the freezing mark. Any additional precipitation could create icing. There are slick conditions this morning. Be advised.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the election of our leadership in the legislature for the 2023 session here in the state of Kansas, the next question is, what will be on the slate for some of the top agenda items for our legislators? And some Republicans say that they will try to address the abortion issue in the state again.
To say that there's not going to be any other abortion bills is wrong. You know, everybody's free to bring whatever they want when it comes to bills. So we'll see those.
That was newly elected Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins on KSN News. Democrat House Minority Leader Vic Miller says that we shouldn't be touching abortion after the vote from August.
I think he's not in touch with what the people just voted on August.
At the end of the day, though, Bob Beatty, political analyst in Topeka, says it comes down to what the Republican-led legislature wants to focus on.
The big question will be, how much does Republican leadership want to put it up for an actual vote of the entire House or the entire Senate?
That audio from KSN News, Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Fire crews and EMS in Winfield, Kansas have responded to three different structure fires over the last several weeks, and authorities now believe that they were intentionally set by an arson. As KWCH News reports, the fires occurred between October 12th and November 16th, including two homes, with those fires happening within a five-week span. The third fire began in a small storage shed behind a home. With the investigation ongoing, many law enforcement officials and fire crews believe they were all set intentionally, and anyone with information regarding the fires can submit a tip through the Crime Stoppers at 620-221-7777. In other news, a soldier from Fort Riley, Kansas has pled guilty to charges after being accused of stabbing a fellow soldier to death earlier this year. As KSNT News reports, a 21-year-old Jalen Thomas has pleaded guilty on Friday last week to the lesser charges of manslaughter after originally being charged by the Army for murder, manslaughter, assault, and domestic violence. He was arraigned in the Army's 3rd Judicial Court back on November 2nd. He has been dishonorably discharged. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Heads of the Nebraska casinos across the state held their Leadership Unlimited Leaders Like Us Live event, fielding questions from the general public on questions regarding the casinos as they talk about career experiences, leadership perspectives, and visions for a new casino in the Grand Island community.
The Racing and Gaming Commission from Nebraska will be here on the 14th, which is next Wednesday. They will be right here in Foner Park. And one of the items on the agenda is approval of our license. We don't have our license yet, but we're hoping that the commission will, you know, take a tour and approve our license.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say once they get the approval, they can set the official opening date within a couple of weeks, and they are still looking to hire individuals for the casino. Where he says as things slowly get up and going, they are looking for individuals to work the early morning or late shifts with security guards, and explains right now with the temporary casino, they will start off with only slot machines.
Double the joy! Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/double the joy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A housing initiative in Marshall County designed to more fully utilize infill lots, which are empty lots in communities where infrastructure such as streets, water, sewer, and utilities are already located, has been announced through the Partnership for Growth. A 10-year, 100% property tax abatement is an expansion of the Neighborhood Revitalization Program, which countywide is currently prorated on a 5-year scale. An effort to jumpstart residential construction would help alleviate a housing shortage. The infill housing program does require community consent as to location and construction guidelines. Additional details will be forthcoming. The program was highlighted by Partnership Director Ellen Barber at a meeting in Marysville last week.
Policies and incentives that every city in the county could put into place to get their housing started. So I've been to every council and shared that, and it's basically just their turn for the momentum. And then we were able to go to the commissioners and ask that they pass an infill housing revitalization program, which would allow housing to get a 10-year, 100% tax property tax abatement if they built on an infill lot.
A brief medical lock-in was announced Wednesday morning at Marysville High School as first responders addressed the student medical needs. As a protocol, other students were asked to remain in and continue work in classrooms for a short time until the lock-in was released. School officials said the notification procedure to parents was designed to reduce rumors and misinformation that might result from an otherwise mostly routine event. Washington County 4-H Achievement Banquet was held recently. Trevor Heitman presented the Distinguished Service Award, Deanna Colley, 4-H Leader of the Year, and Mitch Zabatriski, the Alumni Award. Happy Workers won the Spirit Award, and judging team and individual recognitions included members of the 8 4-H clubs in Washington County. Nemahaw Valley Community Hospital in Seneca has announced that Dr. Alexander Hermisch will return to general practice in the community in September of next year. A Seneca native, he's a 2020 Kansas University graduate and is completing residency with Smoky Hill Family Medicine. Marysville Postmaster Mary Schmaley has taken a position in Topeka with the Postal Service, and Jason Crook of Marysville is now postmaster. A Washington native, he has 16 years with the post office and was formerly supervisor for 7 years. A retirement reception is planned Friday afternoon in Troy at the Doniphan County Courthouse for Vernie Coy, Chief Court Services Officer for the 22nd Judicial District. The annual Hometown Christmas Celebration in Blue Rapids is planned Saturday. Activities and open houses throughout the day. Santa arrives at 5 and the annual Lighted Horse Parade in Blue Rapids Saturday begins at 6. Santa will make stops this Saturday at 9 at the Greenleaf Business Center, Sunday at 2 at the Park in Lynn, and in Washington Sunday from 2 until 4 at the Old Grade School Gymnasium. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host Dr. Dave Pinkerton with a Christmas organ concert this Sunday afternoon, 2:30 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. That is open to the public. The 60th annual Axtell Community Christmas Cantata is Sunday evening at the Salem Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Axtell. Washington County authorities Thursday morning advising that local residents in and around Washington have reported the smell of gas. Authorities are investigating the situation. Residents are not in danger, and they will continue to monitor the situation. Reservations are due Friday for a beef producers meeting December 15th in Washington County. River Valley Extension District will host managing the herd following a drought year. Guest speakers will discuss nutrition and forage considerations and health concerns for spring and fall calving cows. The meeting, free for producers with a complimentary meal, is Thursday, December 15th, 6 p.m. at the KSDS Assistance Dog Center in Washington. Reservation deadline is Friday. Contact the River Valley Extension District office in Concordia, 785-243-8185. Julie A. Hudson, age 56, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church, with a celebration of life service Friday at 5:30 at the 4-H building in Blue Rapids. Burial, Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Julie Hudson. Marjorie Dorn, age 97, of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Burchard. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Dorn. Ann Barrett, age 96, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday at noon at the Cigna Center in Frankfort, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Ann Barrett. A celebration of life service and burial for Lawrence Hers of Washington is planned Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Rural Lynn. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lawrence Hers. Doris E. Wright, age 90, of Beatty, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 6 until 8. At Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Doris Wright. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, cheesy potatoes, California blend and pears. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans, and fruit cocktail. Slick outside this morning, temperatures at the freezing mark with some mix of precipitation. Be careful. That's a check in the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 8th of December. KNDY News Time 7:17.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Some freezing rain and rain showers will continue early on today before clearing up throughout the evening. Temperatures are still staying slightly warmer, so no ice accumulation is expected. For today, staying a bit cooler with our highs in the lower 30s and mid-40s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. A small system may move through over Friday night, bringing a slight chance for some snow showers, otherwise staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Still staying sunny on Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and mostly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. And some shower meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 45, record high on this date 72. The average low 24 and the record low 8 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:34, sunset this evening at 5:04. mix of precipitation early this morning. It doesn't take much with temperatures right at the freezing mark. There's some slick spots, especially those exposed areas, bridges and overpasses, maybe slick. Be careful this morning. That's a check of the news and weather for this Thursday, the 8th of December.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
The first in the East goes mano a mano with the first in the West. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Celtics took a 69-42 halftime lead in their tilt against the Suns in Phoenix and continued the rampage in the third.
Jaylen Brown pulls up in the baseline, feeling contact, knocks down another shot. Will go back to the line for his third three-point play in 3 minutes.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Jaylen Brown getting two of his 25 points there. Teammate Jason Tatum had 25 of his own. The Celtics route the Suns 125-98. The surprising Kings played the Bucks in Milwaukee. It was close until the fourth quarter when the Bucks pulled away.
Outlet feed down the court to Giannis. Giannis powers his shot off the window and good, and there's the 30 piece.
The call on WTMJ. Giannis put the Bucks up 10 with that. He led all scorers with 35 points. Milwaukee brushed off the Kings 126-113. More NBA. The Pelicans played host to Detroit, looking to move into first in the West after the Suns lost, leading by four with just under a minute to play. Najee Marshall put on his hero's cape.
McCollum, shot clock at 8. He drives. He falls from the baseline. Floater, no. And followed in by Najee Marshall. Left to the bucket with two hands.
The call on WRNO. New Orleans held off Detroit's comeback en route to a 104-98 win to take a half-game lead on Phoenix in the West. Golden State blew a fourth-quarter lead with 13 seconds left, dropping another road game as Utah squeaks out a 124-123 decision. The Clippers blew an 18-point lead and lost to the Magic in overtime, 116-111. The Clippers blew an 18-point lead and lost to the Magic in overtime, 116-111. Baseball. After losing out on Aaron Judge, the Padres signed shortstop Xander Bogaerts to an 11-year, $280 million deal. NHL Sabres winger Tage Thompson had himself a career night, tying a franchise record with 5 goals in Buffalo's 9-4 drubbing of Columbus. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's Meats in Belleville, 785-955-2322, to book your spot before they're filled. Check out their Facebook for full pricing and information. With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's in Belleville, 785-955-2322.
Here's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, yesterday was an interesting day on the markets. The USDA's crop report that will be released tomorrow really making the markets really cautious, just in case there's any surprises in that report. A hot, dry forecast for Argentina affecting soybean prices. China possibly relaxing their COVID policies has the market a bit shaky since they don't have a decision on how they're going to do that. Fund liquidation continues. Black Sea grain movement being unhindered, a major factor in the markets. Wheat experiencing some bargain hunting right now. Corn and wheat seeing some corrective buying, but most think this is going to be short term. And cattle going through a corrective phase right now. Here's what yesterday looked like on the markets. Corn for December, 627 3/4. That's up 2 1/4. Wheat for December, 727. That's up 21 1/2. Kansas City wheat for December, 864 1/2. That's up 18 3/4. Minneapolis wheat for December, 912 3/4. That's up 6 1/4. December oats, 336 1/4. That's down 4 1/4. January soybeans closed yesterday, 1472. That's up 17. Cotton for December end of the day at 82.61 yesterday. That's down 2 and 78 cents. Looking at live cattle for December, up 37 1/2 yesterday to close at 151.92. Live cattle for February, 153.55. That's down 7 1/2 cents. Feeder cattle for January closed at 180.90, and that's down 90 cents. Feeder cattle for March closed the day at 183 1/4. That's down 90 cents. Hogs for December, 82.37 and a half cents. That's up a dime. Lean hogs of February, 86.65. That's down 27 and a half cents. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Did you know that the Kansas 4-H Youth Development Program empowers over 70,000 youth from Kansas State University? This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Sarah Moss, the new state leader for the Kansas 4-H Youth Development Program, gives insight to her history with 4-H programming, her advice for those thinking of joining 4-H, and what she looks forward to most in her new role.
I was an Oklahoma 4-H member from the age of 9 and graduated out of that program, continued on with collegiate 4-H when I went to Oklahoma State, then also worked in the state 4-H office there, served as a 4-H volunteer in my home county. You know, I grew up on a dairy farm in rural Oklahoma and certainly had the opportunity to do some livestock stuff, but really what drew me to 4-H was some of the home economics. So I did a lot of things with my mother. But then as I got older, leadership and communication or public speaking, those were my main focus when I got older.
Moss encourages people to join 4-H to develop useful skills.
My advice would be contact your local office. Find out what 4-H clubs are available in your area. Go and visit. Just take that opportunity. See what are those interests that your kids have. Is there something that maybe 4-H can help spark their interest? We do a lot of growing our youth when they find their spark. That's what they go into their lifetime career with. Sometimes it's just a hobby, but that's okay. All of that is a well-rounded individual and something that we really want to help as we build tomorrow's leaders. You know, when we look at 4-H, youth development and everything that we do, we really help the youth develop those soft skills and the socialization and being able to be prepared for interviews and prepare public speaking and things like that. So they're not so scared of some of that, that a lot of people are. It's a phobia.
Moss describes what she looks forward to most in her new role.
I'm really looking forward to helping us move into the future and look at Kansas 4-H, big picture. How can we truly touch every youth in the state of Kansas and move together as a team with all 105 counties having extension agents? How can we together as a team continue to move forward so we can make the best better, as our 4-H motto says? One of the goals for the program is I really am looking forward to the team effort that we're going to be able to take with all of the agents and our volunteers and our youth. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to do like a mini tour of the state and have maybe 4 to 6 different locations where I can have some listening sessions, where I can listen to what our agents are seeing that they feel that we need, what our parents and what our youth need. I feel that it's very important for us to hear our youth voice. And while we do have our State 4-H Youth Council and we have some other subgroups that our older youth are involved in, you know, some don't get to that level. They want to just stay locally involved. And that's perfectly fine. They're still developing those skills, but I also want to hear from them.
That's new state leader for the Kansas 4-H Youth Development Program, Sarah Moss, with insight on her history with 4-H programming, her advice for those thinking of joining 4-H, and what she looks forward to most in her new role. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Upwards of 1,000 head already on consignment. So you'll start time at 10:30. And early consignment listings for the sale today include 40 Charley Cross steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 20 weighing in at 4 to 550, 37 black steers and heifers 450 to 6, 125 450 to 650, 9 black steers and heifers 450 to 650, 25 weighing in at 5 to 6, 58 Charley Cross steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7, 160, mostly black and a few Charley steers and heifers, 525 to 675. 60 black and red steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7. 15 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 21 black and Charley steers and heifers, 6 to 725. 70, mostly black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8. 12, mostly it'll be black, replacement quality heifers, bangs vaccinated, 6 to 800 pounds. 59 black steers and heifers weigh 625 to 750. 50, mostly black steers and heifers, 650 to 775. 40 black and Charley Cross steers, 7 to 750. 70 black and red Angus steers and heifers weigh 7 to 850. 60 black steers, 9 to 9 and a quarter, and 60 weighing in at 925 to 950. Those early consignment listings for the sale today start time 10:30. There will be a sale December 15th, but no sale December 22nd if you're marking your calendars. For details, contact Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
holiday baking is kicking into high gear. A good time? Share some advice for smarter cookies on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone in your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 8th, the 342nd day of the year. Musicians Greg Allman and Jim Morrison were both born on this day. More of us bake cookies in December than any other time of year. So here's a few seasonal cookie tips you can put to the test. To prevent dough from sticking to cookie cutters, dip the cutters in flour first. The cookies will slip right out. You want to add an elegant touch to your cookies? Check the bottom of your crystal glassware. You'll often find elaborate designs that can be imprinted into the dough. And if you need to package them as holiday gifts, try repurposing a Pringles can. Decorated in holiday paper, it makes an ideal container for the right-sized cookies. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY. It's 32 degrees, and if we're right at the freezing mark, any precipitation that we had or may accumulate this morning could be slick, so be careful. There are some slick spots, especially exposed areas, including bridges and overpasses. Temperatures are expected to rise today well above the freezing mark. Highs around 40 on tap, so shouldn't be an issue later today, but be careful this morning. Washington County Emergency Management reporting some residents in and around Washington are smelling gas. They are looking into that situation. They advise that the residents are not in danger. They will apprise of any developments.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it may not be baseball season right now. However, the Kansas City Royals are still planning on their upcoming season that begins in the spring of 2023, as they are set to hold their first public meeting since the team announced their plan to move to a new ballpark district in the downtown area of Kansas City. As Fox 4 KC reports, the meeting is to be held on December 13th at the Plexpod Westport Commons, as the CEO and chairman of the Royals, John Sherman, along with the COO, Brooke Sherman, are expected to speak about the vision for the organization's future in the new home. Those that choose to attend will also be able to hear about the architectural firm and the economic development consultants planning on building the stadium. The new ballpark, along with the surrounding entertainment district, will be at a near $2 billion investment, as leaders with the Royals baseball team say that it's become difficult to maintain Kauffman Stadium, which opened back in 1973. And when the team's lease with Jackson County ends in 2030, the stadium will be over 60 years old. Mid-America Network Sports.
Home opener for the Marysville Wrestlers hosting Wamego in a North Central Kansas League duel Thursday evening beginning at 6:30. Marysville Wrestlers ranked number 7 among top teams in Class 1-2-3A in Kansas by the Wrestling Coaches Association. Marysville Bulldog basketball teams return home opening North Central Kansas League play hosting Clay Center Friday. Girls and boys action live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1.